Hello, the internet. Are you racist today, internet?
Use the voice, Beard.
We're racist every day.
Which voice?
You know the voice.
Your radio voice.
Oh, hello, internet. How are you doing today? Oh,
okay, that was creeper. That was creepy, Rob Lowe. Notice that the creepy Rob Lowe is bald. Folliculist.
Rob Lowe?
I'm lost.
He's talking about that stupid movie the North Koreans wanted banned.
No. Actually, I'm talking about the stupid DirecTV commercials.
What?
Rob Lowe. And I'm Rob Lowe.
I just Googled it. What? Oh, no.
See? The creepy Rob Lowe is bald.
Oh, no.
See?
Rob Lowe. That's not really his head, is it? Please
yeah,
say no.
That's what he looks
no,
like.
No. He's not really bald, is he?
Oh, yes. The horror.
No. I'm looking at the picture. Jay, you're very handsome bald. I will tell anybody that, but I'm really hoping this is not Rob Lowe's real head. No.
Jay, you have an immaculately formed skull, man.
You know what? I wanted to bring this up tonight, Jay. Your hair. Or
skull?
Lack thereof. Yeah.
Mustache?
Jay, I need tips. Now that my hair is so short,
mm-hmm.
Almost like on the sides and in the back, it is like a quarter of an inch long, maybe? It's really, really short.
Okay.
You should be talking to me about this, because Jay doesn't have no hair.
I know, but how do you keep your head warm? Is your head always cold? Do you wear a lot of hats?
Hats.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm a big fan of, like, wool hats or, mm-hmm. like, fleece. Love fleece. Fleece is a wonderful thing.
Fleece hats.
Yes.
Okay.
My technique is go to a army surplus store, and they have those wool navy watch caps, the little black wool stocking caps.
Okay.
For like a buck a piece.
Oh.
And I'll usually, you know, drop a sawbuck on them and get like a whole bunch, and they fold up real small, so they go in the pocket of all of my coats. So
do they come in purple and pink and red.
They come in black. And they come in. Also, you can ever so often find the black ones. And Brita, trust me, you would look really, really hot in one.
Okay.
I would have hats. I would have immoral thoughts about you in a black watch cap,
as opposed to now.
Well, okay, I'm currently having immoral thoughts about Brita in a black watch cap.
Yeah, but it's just a black watch cap.
Well, yeah.
since I cut all my hair off, I've been wearing hats and hoodies in the house.
Yes.
Because it's cold. My little head is
cold. You lose a large percentage of your body heat through the top of your head.
Well, I'm learning that.
It's highly vascularized. Hence, if you've ever, you know, cut yourself across the head or done like a driven your forehead into something really, really hard, it bleeds a lot.
Yeah.
I have not done that. However, I have recent experience with someone who had a head wound in my house.
Yeah, something about you dropped a chisel on his head.
I did not. I didn't touch him, but somehow he's bleeding all over my bathroom.
Bleeding all over your bathroom. Yeah, he's going to stop shaving with a sickle.
Yeah. But, yeah.
That's why I shave with a scythe.
But I'm enjoying my newly shorn
locks.
You are
a client. All right. Sorry.
Is Alan still there, or is he still futzing with the phone?
I'm still here.
He's playing with his cat.
No, I'm still trying to get the phones to work.
Is that a euphemism?
No. I hope not.
So, Yeah. So, everybody, the phone's broken.
Oh, no. What?
But you can call in.
No.
And it works.
No.
But not well.
It just sounds like shit.
That's
good. What?
Wait, let's assess the situation. What's going on?
No, what we need to do is we need to talk about the new Squirrel Report promo. Is you go in to Comcast and enter product code Squirrel Report, and you will get even worse service.
Oh, no.
Hey, it could be worse. I was spamming Chester with the Ashley Madison.
I was still looking forward to a call-in show because our call-in topic is really fun today.
Yes.
Alan.
Hey.
Hey, Alan. Can we get the show sponsored by Ashley Madison? I think it would be fun. And I want money.
What is Ashley Madison?
By who?
That's the cheat on your wife website.
What? No.
Just so we're clear, that is Weirdbeard talking, not me.
I want to take their money. It was kind of like when Chance on Say Uncle had the anti-gun banner ad on his blog for a little while because he's like, yeah, I'm gonna fucking take their money.
Hey, if they want to pay me, okay.
Yeah, I guarantee that was a shitty investment. Bet they got a whole lot of clicks, but not a whole lot of buys.
Well, you know.
I kind of miss it.
I'm eating a cookie. I'm sorry.
A cookie? Mm-hmm. What kind of cookie?
It's one of those ones that are like a chocolate chip cookie, but it's not chocolate chips. It's M&Ms.
Oh.
Those are good ones.
Well played.
Yeah, they're good.
I thought you were going to say a digestive biscuit.
No.
I was looking at the digestive biscuits in the store in the import section. Do you know, since you are of European descent?
Yes.
Can you tell me about the digestive biscuits?
Yes, I can because I love them. I do. I love them. They're like graham crackers, except thicker and kind of like a coarser grain.
Uh-huh.
But about the same kind of texture, flavor, you know. And so if you're lucky, you can find ones with chocolate on one side. Those are the best.
Interesting.
They're delicious. They're wonderful. They just, the name of them is kind of, you know, you think, what?
Yeah, what's the hokum to that?
I think digestive is because it's like a whole wheat type of product.
Ah, so for your Western European low fiber diets.
Yeah, it helps.
It's gonna help move your haggis out.
Yeah. So I eat them a lot. You know, when I can find them, they're really good.
So you're saying you're regular, Brita?
Not like you can't set a watch by it, but mostly yes.
You can set a sundial by mine.
Okay.
Do you have the phone situation?
Alrighty then. Thursday, December 18th, 2014. This is the last episode of 2014. The last one. And the phone's kind of working, but kind of choppy sounding. I don't know what the hell's going on with it. It's got some kind of hitch and it's getting along. Else. Let's see. Let's have a caller and see what happens.
Yeah.
This is El Paso, area code 915, I think. Hello. Can you understand me?
Barely. It's cutting out, but I don't know if that's my phone connection or your voiceover abacus protocol there.
Yes, it's the voiceover abacus protocol. We can hear you just fine, so.
All right. Well, I have to figure out what on earth you guys are saying when I download it later.
We're going to communicate by a series of clicks and pops.
Through a series of tubes. Anyway, so y'all, what do you want for Christmas? And I've got, you know, a couple of things that I know that neither one of them is actually going to come to pass anytime soon. However, number one is, I think we could all agree on this, repeal of Hughes Amendment 86, GCA 68, and NFA 34. Because I want my full auto Tommy gun, and I don't want to pay for a new car for it.
Two new cars.
Yeah. Maybe he has just got a state cars.
Well, if his car's a Lamborghini, maybe.
No, Thompson's are only around 50K.
Oh, okay.
Great shades of another podcast because I could have sworn I just heard Jay Headroom.
You did?
Yeah, I heard it too.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
That's That's because Brita's eating her digestive biscuit.
Well, Jay, instead of sounding all Massaginian, was like it. So it's kind of like that.
Item
number two is why the heck do you guys still have Joe Strauss?
That's a lot of people are asking that question. He's talking Texas politics now for anybody that doesn't know who Joe Strauss is.
Yeah, Texiana politics.
Like, why don't I know that name?
Can you tell me who Joe Strauss is?
He's a thorn in everybody's butt.
Joe Strauss, for those who don't know, is the Speaker of the Texas Legislature, I believe, and he's basically the Harry Reid of Texas. He claims to be, conservative, pro-gun, pro-life, but he's got more allies on the blue camp than he does in the red. And, if a conservative bill does get brought to the floor of the legislature, it passes, pretty well. He's in control of who it is or what bills actually make it to the floor, and most of them never see the light of day. They get squirreled away in committees and die there,
if
starving rodent with no nuts.
Yeah, Texas has some very strange. In addition to only meeting for a few months, they have a very bizarre system where of committees, and if a bill gets referred to a committee, it's pretty much dead. Nothing ever comes out of committee. So,
I also have a question for Weird, and it's a question that he himself posed years ago, and I never actually heard an answer.
What's that?
Not even from Weird. If you were stranded on a desert island, and the only things you had was a case of 10W30 motor oil, 6 goats, and a clown, what would you do?
That's oddly specific.
Just going
off. Oddly specific when Weird said it too. I think he had a. I think it was on another. It was on another old, outdated voiceover abacus webcast, and I think Weird was on his second 40 at the time. Maybe it was some cough syrup or something involved as well. I think he was sick.
Was it a New Year's Eve episode?
Oh, God.
It very well could have been a Christmas Eve episode.
Ooh.
So I'm on a desert island, so it's going to be – I drink the 10W30. I would eat the clown, and though they do taste funny, rim shot. and
that's so quick when you chew them.
And the goats would become my new best friends.
Desert island, not deserted island. So there could be other people there as well.
Well, I was quoting Weird's question.
Well, that's true.
I posed that question over the next few years to several people, and I've gotten a couple of horrific responses. But probably the worst one was: is the clown face up or face down?
What? Oh no.
Oh,
terrible.
Wow, I know that's bad, but I managed to shock you guys.
We're a benchmark.
Awesome.
All
right.
Anyways. Well,
thanks for calling. That was good.
What are you guys wanting for Christmas?
World peace.
I
totally kid.
For the world peas.
I kid.
I want somebody.
Yeah, because peas aren't all that great.
I want somebody to invent teleportation.
Yes.
Ooh, that would be nice.
So I never have to drive again.
Yes.
Yeah, we don't have to have callers either. We don't have to worry if the phone works or not.
Yeah.
Teleport into the studio.
Ah.
Oh my gosh!
There's
Alan would have to put on pants.
One problem with.
Who says I'd have to put on pants?
Teleportation. One problem with that is if you get teleportation, millions of rednecks everywhere will scream at the loss of their pickup trucks.
It's okay. I'll give up my pickup truck.
Yeah.
Gladly.
I gave up mine.
Yeah.
I drive a mom mobile now.
Yeah. Weird is the
Do you have a minivan weird?
No, I've got a Ford Edge, which I call the ugly station wagon.
Oh, okay.
Though my wife gets upset every time I say
it. Along the terms of bearded mama.
Do you use that for edging?
I think I have accidentally.
God.
I hear hipsters love those cars because they're edgy.
Edgy.
Alan, you should buy one. I hear they have iPod hookups.
Yeah, my truck has one of those.
Somebody else is playing a podcast in the background.
Yeah. Sounds like a scanner.
Yeah. My next vehicle is going to have an iPod hookup.
Oh.
Speaking of iPods.
I turned the scanner off for you.
We've got another podcast cutting in.
Yeah, Ford announced they're ditching the Microsoft Sync software and going with a QNX-based thing that's going to do the Apple Sync.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know. So nobody does.
I know what you're talking about.
But my 2009 Ford Mustang has an iPod hookup and no provision for hooking up to Apple. Welcome to 5 years ago. They've been doing that for a long time already.
Oh, No. This is what I said is they're ditching the Microsoft Sync, the Ford Sync that they've had for years, and they're doing a new system that's based on the QNX OS, and it's going to use the Apple Sync that projects the apps onto a screen that's actually on your vehicle.
All I heard was AEAEIOU Apple turtleneck and kilt.
Purple monkey dishwasher.
Yeah, right.
Don't worry, Alan always sounds that way.
I know. I've got the entirety of the Vicious Circle that I've listened to.
Oh
so.
God, you're one of those.
And my two favorite episodes are still Sapper Lizards and Jay Headroom.
Oh my, Jay Headroom was great. It really was just funny.
Not for all of us. Thank
not you for
very
you.
Much.
I know, but it was. Yeah, you were a good sport until you weren't.
Yeah, the sapper lizards is. I should go back and find the sapper lizards and just cut it out.
I think I've blocked most of these from my memory, to be honest.
That was episode 26.
Okay, that was.
I was drunk for most of
that. That was Law Dog talking about the sapper lizards. I remember that.
Yeah.
Was he living in Nigeria at the time?
Get Law Dog on this podcast because anytime that Law Dog was on. Ambulance driver or MFO, those were the epic ones.
Yeah, actually, that's... I wasn't on that episode, but the episode where Kelly was talking about redneck EMS and talking about the fact that, like, he had a batch of live crappies underneath his ambulance bench and... hitting a deer with the ambulance. And putting it on the stretcher and bringing it back to the garage. Yeah, no, I laughed so hard on that one.
Shooting the deer from the roof of the station.
Yep.
Yeah. I know folks like that.
I do too. His name's Kelly.
Yep. All right. Well, I've tied you all up a little bit on this, so I'll let you all go.
Well, it was
Magical
a great call.
Mystery
Thanks.
Caller from El Paso out.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mystery Caller.
Well, that was good.
Yeah.
Now he'll have to download the show.
214-530-0036. Call, you bastards.
Yeah. I think I need to reboot my...
What?
I think I need to reboot the computer that's running the PBX, but it's also running Skype, so...
Makes for a very short squirrel.
It's going to have to wait until after the show.
So what does that mean? The show's not being recorded? Or?
No, it's being recorded just fine.
All right.
It means if they call in, they're going to sound like me.
Well, no, it's just we hear them fine. It's just the outgoing is a little choppy. Which is okay because, you know.
Yeah, we'll live. And nobody's calling.
Yeah, 214-530-0036. I did want to talk about the Obama thing, the Michelle Obama in Target.
Michelle Obama, the lying socialist.
Which the story doesn't hold up on so many levels.
Yeah. Right.
The first being that there's no way in hell the Secret Service would let somebody just walk up to her.
Well, right. let's just give the premise before we head into the analysis.
Tell the story.
Okay. What?
That's you, Brita.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, me. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I'm drinking my tea.
You're live, Brita.
Sorry. Michelle Obama, 2 years ago, went to Target, undercover.
2011.
Whatever. She went to Target kind of undercover. She was wearing sort of a generic disguise, ball cap, sunglasses, kind of, dressed down very casually.
Chewbacca suit.
And actually, I never looked into this, but I'm wondering now, what was the purpose of this Target trip? Was she trying to be, was there a point where 3 years ago they were trying to be of the people, or... Regardless, okay, so she went to Target, made this big thing. Of course, there was paparazzi or something taking her photos in Target, but she was trying to, pretend she was just one of us shopping at Target. And so she goes to Target, and the story is that she was in the aisle, and some woman approached her and asked her to get something down from the top shelf for her. Now, Michelle Obama is 5'11". If I was in the aisle with Michelle Obama, I'm 5'0". I would also ask Michelle Obama, could you get me something off the top shelf? Because I can't reach that thing, and I can't find an employee ever to help me. I do this all the time. I approach people in the aisles, and I say, could you please reach this for me? Because I can't reach it. I don't want to climb the shelf, like a monkey. So,
racist!
I know! Monkey is racist now. Okay, anyway, so...
if I could interrupt for just a second, I found some background on the 2011.
Yes.
This was ABC News reporting in September of 2011.
Uh-huh.
And they said, First Lady Michelle Obama was spotted this afternoon on a recession-friendly shopping trip at Target in Alexandria, Virginia. A casually dressed Ms. Obama was snapped by Associated Press photographers wearing a baseball cap and sunglasses.
Right.
Blah, 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 blah. According to the Associated Press, plainclothes Secret Service arrived at the store half an hour before Mrs. Obama, who then spent roughly 30 minutes shopping. The only person to recognize the First Lady was the cashier who rang up her purchases.
First of all, who spends 30 minutes in Target? Yeah, No one.
Yeah, I don't know.
No one. That is long enough for a photo op, and that's it. Because
you gotta
seriously,
wait, you got to spend Target, 30 minutes waiting in line to check out.
Yeah. Target is like... If you don't spend at least an hour in Target, I don't want to know you. You are not my people. Anyway, so Michelle Obama did this trip to Target. Had somebody approach her in the aisle and say, "Could you get?" I mean, if this happened at all, which I'm starting to not believe it happened, but somebody asked her, "Could you get the detergent?" I think it was off the top shelf and give it to me. So it came out this week that Michelle Obama claimed this story as a form of racism. She felt that the person approaching her in the store only saw her as a servant, someone to help her. Which, as a short person, I just want to smack Michelle Obama because I ask everybody for
you
help.
You need a stool, but...
I should walk around with a stool in a store, but... I've asked black people and white people and whomever is tall enough, in the tallest person in the aisle, I will approach and say, will you help me get this off the shelf if I need help? But the most interesting part of the story is that when the story initially happened, Michelle Obama went on, I think it was David Letterman, and recounted the story, and she was expounding about how wonderful it was that somebody just approached her and treated her like a normal person, and she was one of the people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is the most interesting part of this whole thing, is how the story changed.
It's because it never happened.
It's because it never. Yeah,
it's I agree. Completely apocryphal. It's whatever she wants it to be.
Yeah.
When in 2011, when it was rah rah, the economy's doing great. Please reelect my husband next year. It was you know, oh, it was this funny story. This woman came up. She didn't even know I was the first lady.
Right.
He.
Cutie little story.
Aren't I a regular person? Look at me shopping at Target.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we've had Michael Brown and Eric Garner, it's racist.
Right. It's terrible.
By the way, Brita.
What?
The drink that I'm currently drinking is in honor of Michelle Obama.
Uh-oh.
I am drinking a Negroni.
Are you
going
to say
And I'm drinking a Negroni because I think Michelle Obama would think it's racist.
Don't be niggardly with your alcohol.
Oh.
Exactly.
You know, that story says a lot more about Michelle Obama than it does about the theoretical person who asked for her help.
Oh, yeah. Of course it does. I mean, any short person who read that story of Michelle, you know, Michelle Obama saying, oh, it's racist, somebody asked me to get something off the top shelf. Any short person who read that would be like, bitch, I don't think so.
Or as a tall person, of which I am.
Yeah, do you get asked? No. Have you ever been asked?
Yeah. And on top of that, my favorite color is red. And so I often realize, shit, I'm wearing a red shirt in Target. So not only am I getting asked to get staff off of shelves and help people out, but also I'm getting, you know, asked to like bag their groceries and stuff.
You're wearing stuff up.
When you go through checkout, they ask for your employee card for your discount.
Yeah.
Well,
I usually tell them to use theirs.
You have to think that Michelle Obama probably is so out of touch with actual people that she doesn't realize that people do this with each other every day. I mean, you know, citizens will approach other citizens and ask for help. And usually, no matter what color people are, it goes off without incident.
Yep. Well, you know, let's ask Jay real quick. Jay, you're a tall gentleman. Have you been asked to help people in Target?
Jay. I have. I've been asked. I don't even have to be asked. If I see somebody struggle, I just reach over, grab it, and hand it to them.
Now, you do that because you're a Negro?
Yes, I do. I'm used to being a servant, so therefore.
Yeah.
Speaking of servants, there's another first lady story that I found amusing. Was the one that came out, and actually this was kind of an old one, but it just resurfaced. Is the one where Hillary Clinton apparently hasn't driven a car since 1996.
What?
She's had drivers drive her around, so she's never actually driven a car herself since 1996.
Oh, I'm surprised.
That's like almost 20 years. Oh my God.
And she's like, what, 67 years old or something? I mean, she's.
Wait. So, wait. So, this is almost 20 years that she hasn't driven a car.
Right.
Okay. No, you have to think about what that also entails is that she also is not running her own errands.
Well, of course not. Why would she?
She has not gone grocery shopping in 20 years.
Nope.
But George Herbert Walker Bush was out of touch with the American people because he didn't automatically recognize the scanner in the grocery store.
Yeah.
That was how.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. How aloof and old-fashioned he was, and he's so out of touch with the American people.
This is why control of the media is so important.
Yeah.
Or wasn't it? Didn't Mitt Romney get a load of shit? Because wasn't it Mitt Romney that went to a Wawa's and was amazed by the by their sandwich system, which is pretty fucking amazing.
What is that like? Is that like the Bucky's sandwich system?
It's very similar. There's a terminal, a screen, and you punch in what kind of sandwich you want, and they make it. And yeah.
That was Mitt Romney, wasn't it?
I think it was, yeah.
It sounds familiar. I think they tried to make it a thing, but then again.
It's a damn impressive system. I mean,
yeah,
it's the future. I mean, it's coming to a McDonald's near you. I mean, it's.
Yeah, $15 an hour. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, no, I wish it was. I actually, so we've got a Five Guys near us, and I intentionally order all my Five Guys orders online just because it's, you know, very, very binary. It's one of those, they are going to get my order right if I enter it online, because it's not like they can mishear me or anything like that. Is I typed in how I want my burger, and I'll be damned, it comes out perfect every time.
And we have another caller.
Oh, good.
No way.
This is a mystery call because they're calling from a restricted number. I almost didn't take it.
This is not a sales call.
So it's a bill collector or a salesperson. Hello, restricted caller.
Can I interest you in lowering your credit card, please?
Well played, caller.
Well played.
Dial 9 now to take advantage of my special offers.
I'm afraid now. Who is this?
I don't know. I hung up on him.
You hung up.
Somebody being a wise guy is like, hey!
Yeah.
Call back if you're...
I've been on hold for 38 minutes.
Yeah. That's all right.
The show's only been going on for 32 minutes, Jay.
Well, they were waiting for a while.
They'll call back.
Yeah, if they want. If they want more abuse from
That's
you.
That's right. Hey, I could be a new call-in show. Call in and get hung up on by Alan.
The random disconnect.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
Click.
You know what you need, Alan? You need the toilet flush sound effect.
Oh.
I think I have one of those.
Of course. Somewhere.
Who doesn't?
I'd have to find it. You know, it was funny because one of the things I was thinking about doing for next week when we're not doing a show because it's Christmas Day.
Because it's Christmas.
Was a best of.
Oh, no.
But then I thought, number one, they're all awesome.
Yeah, good answer.
It's hard to choose. And number two, that's a lot of damn work. So,
yeah,
screw it. I ain't getting paid for this shit. If you want a squirrel report on... Christmas Day, you can go to the streaming server and listen to it live. Well, you can listen to it streamed.
So. Or we could crowdsource live. It. If you cut a 1 hour show of your personal favorite antics,
hey, there you go. Report, yeah.
Then,
oh my gosh.
And Alan doesn't find it horribly offensive.
I might play it if it was horribly offensive.
Okay, yeah.
I'm more likely to play it.
Yeah.
Have we been offensive?
Racist. How can we not?
No, just weird.
I bet you could cut something into something horribly offensive if you were creative enough. Just given what we've said.
I have made it a choice to never say the N-word because it's just making everybody else say it in their head, and I will just say the word out. So yeah, you could probably cut a whole bunch of what?
Neophyte?
Yes.
Nefertiti?
Yes.
Nominal.
Nail polish,
yeah.
It's nephrectomy.
Nephrectomy. You know, that now since you mentioned that, I have an appointment to see a nephrologist.
Oh, geez.
Are they going to read the bumps on your head?
No, that's a nephrologist. not a phrenologist. They're gonna look at the bumps in my kidney.
They're gonna read Alan's pee like tea leaves.
That's right.
Or even better, if you guys want to cut together different episodes from Vicious Circle and the Road Gunner podcast, that would be pretty funny too.
We do a mashup.
A mashup. Oh god.
Yeah.
Here you go. There's no possible way.
I can just picture Radish stroking his chin and going, "Oh yeah, okay."
I could do this shit.
Yeah.
my skills are not just limited to the worlds of the visual imagery.
That's right.
I am the master of all media.
So, you know who we have to team up with, Alan? Is that, what the hell is his name? Jorgen from Germany, the Slingshot Channel dude. That guy is freaking crazy.
I've never heard of this.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Like he does
speak English?
He does. Hold on.
Oh,
he died an entire slingshot with his own blood.
Wait, what?
He's got like a... oh, man.
He's on...
This is the first I've heard of.
That's how I thought YouTube, about it.
The Slingshot Channel's official website.
I'm completely unfamiliar with this.
I'm going to put a link in chat.
He's also got actually two of the best videos for do it yourself at home sandcasting and investment casting.
He's this very large shaved head. German.
Oh, I've seen this guy. He makes the bizarre awesome rubber band gun things where like the rubber band Gatling gun. And
Oh, stuff like that. I know that.
Figured, as soon as I posted a link, you knew who it was.
Yeah. He's done something for.
I've seen.
He launched a candle through a pine board. I mean, through a pine board, not against it.
Could we get him through on the show?
It's the time delay from Germany, but
is he actually in Germany?
I think so. Why do you think he's fucking around with slingshots?
Yeah, because he can't shoot anything.
I don't know. I kind of got the idea that it was like in Alabama or something.
Maybe he is. Maybe he's like FPS Russia and just fakes the accent.
Nah, it's a legit accent. He's not like FPS Kyle.
Well, according to him, he's in Germany. According to his mom.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that, you know, again, it's on the internet. So.
All right, Jay, this sounds like work.
I only know one person from Germany.
And he lives here.
Yeah, he lives in the U.S.
He lives north of Weird. He lives in Upper Cryogenica. Yeah.
For right now.
Oh, look, we have another caller. Holy crap. This is a caller from area code 352. Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Greetings, caller.
Oh, this is Radis.
Hey, Radis.
Hi, Radis.
Radis. Yeah. I know that, dude.
Fuck you, Weird. I'm not doing any of the audio stuff. That sounds like an awful lot of work.
It's an awful lot of work, let me tell you.
Yeah. The stuff I do, I set it up, I go away, it does it by itself, then I come back and see if it's good.
Yeah. That's how I vacuum.
Oh, do you have a Roomba?
Yeah, I start the robot, I go off and come back and go, oh, look, the floor's clean.
And realize it's tracked cat vomit all over your house.
No, it doesn't. I really don't have that problem.
Yeah. But no, that audio stuff is a pain in the ass. So.
Cool. But,
what I want from Christmas is another 6 hours of sleep because I got to get up early.
Oh.
On Christmas?
Sleep is always nice.
Yeah.
I remember sleep.
Start driving.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I got to drive all day tomorrow.
Maybe you should go to bed, Radis. Yeah. Here's a crazy thought. No,
he can quit whenever he wants to.
It's the last show of the year.
It is the last show of 2014. Right. And you know what else? After this show, we won't be back till next year.
Oh, my God.
My elementary school teachers always just say that and mess with my head. See you next year. And I'd go, what? Is this the last day of school? Wait, what? And then I'd be like, oh, yeah.
But I think we are talking about having a show on the first, right?
We better.
Yes, we are.
Well, because nobody really does anything on the first.
We'll have a New Year's Day episode.
And Brady, you got to sing.
Oh. What exactly do I sing?
Happy birthday.
To?
Me.
Your birthday's
New
on
Year's, baby?
It's Weird's birthday.
That's
like a screw you.
That's because I don't post my birthday anywhere.
He is the actual baby New Year.
He's a late baby.
Did your parents have a picture of Naked Weird on a bearskin with the little sash and all
that's
that?
Oddly specific, Alan.
I just say that because that was at one point that was like every parent did that to their child.
Yeah, but Weird was born in 1987, so
that's true.
Fuck you, Jay. It was 1979.
Okay, I gotta go, guys.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling.
Get some rest, Radis.
Yeah. Call waiting's kicking in.
Yeah. Does that still exist?
I don't know. I'm still shocked that voicemail exists because it's like every time somebody leaves a voicemail, I'm like, what decade do you live in?
1980.
Who leaves voicemails anymore? So on my phone at work, it's funny because on my phone at work, which I never answer. Because anybody that needs to get a hold of me knows to call my cell phone. And so it's like, you know, 37 messages, you know, it's flashing, you know, you have 37 voicemails in your thing. And it's this phone system is so antiquated, you can't just like go delete them. You have to listen to every one and then delete it.
Ours is like,
and it's inevitably it's like salespeople and shit trying to, you know, and it's just like, why do I even bother? You know, I keep trying to get rid of my phone. They go, yeah, we got a new person. We need a new phone. I'm like, you can have mine.
Take mine.
Because, yeah. So, yay.
All right. By the way, Alan, I posted a naked picture of myself. Oh. I'm not in a bearskin rug. I'm in an incubator.
Oh, well, look at there.
Look how cute you were in pink.
That was kind of gross, actually.
He looks like a chicken.
Yeah.
He's been spatchcocked.
As my mom says, I had a beautiful little face on an ugly, ugly body.
Aww.
Oh, no.
I want a drumstick.
I was a creepy little fetus.
Do you even have legs?
Yeah, they're tucked up underneath.
He's laying on his belly with his legs
up. Okay.
Aww.
Yeah, no,
I kind of look like a chicken.
It took forever for me to figure it out as a kid.
Look at all those chickens.
They forgot to tuck the wings under.
The timer hasn't popped yet.
I'm telling you, spatchcock.
See, I'm not going to spatchcock him.
We can joke about it because we know we made it.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like no matter how bad, you know.
That's right, Jay. I only almost died when I was born.
There you go.
But you didn't. That's all.
But I didn't, so fuck it.
Speaking of almost dying.
What?
Apparently, Obama has decided that it's time to normalize relations with Cuba.
I like Miguel's take on that. Thank you for delivering Florida to the GOP in 2016.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, Cubans have always been Republican voters, though. They almost never vote Democrat.
Yeah, but they're all going to the polls now.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah,
and they're going to drag a friend with them.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's probably going to increase them talking to gringos.
Which is funny.
Do Cubans say gringo?
No.
Right. Gringo is just a Mexican thing?
Yeah.
I think it's a Mexican.
That's all right. I call Cubans Mexicans anyway. It pisses them off.
The funny thing is, you know, it really should have happened decades ago. And yes. It will be the best thing possible for the Cuban people. What I think is funny is all the hipster douchebags from the rest of the world. They're like, oh, I better go. You know, get my Cuban vacation in before all the Americans show up with their McDonald's and their casinos and screw everything up.
Yeah, so they can do some proper like third world tourism before capitalism takes over and ruins the place.
Yeah,
and lifts them out of the poverty.
I like the somebody posted the joke. I thought it was hilarious. So the mother-in-law was pissed off because she thought her daughter was dating it turns out her daughter was dating a doctor and here she thought it was a luggage handler.
Wait, what?
What?
Doctors don't get paid shit in Cuba.
Oh.
Whereas luggage handlers get a lot of like free stuff they steal.
Yeah, well.
Well.
So
sort of doctors, but it's like colons and shit.
Not good for anything.
Sorry, I'm dropping bad words. Bad. Definitely bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely the embargo in Cuba has definitely not worked.
Hey, on the plus side, maybe they can get some American cars more recent than the 57 Chevys they've been driving for the last
year. No, what's even better is they're all going to be driving Toyota Corollas.
Yes.
Oh.
All those, you know, 56 Ford Galaxies are gonna make way to like some plastic shitmobiles.
Yeah,
and they'll probably be damn happy to have them. Of course, it's going to take an act of Congress to repeal the trade embargo. But
we just
don't look for that happening anytime soon.
Well, I really think that. It's like a long game thing. I mean, probably, you know, capitalism will come to Cuba and the people will start, you know, turning against the government. But I think it's a long game thing. I don't think it's going to happen all at once.
No.
But I think once the people get a taste of
Yep.
What could be.
Oh, sure.
You know, then they'll say, well, let's take it for ourselves. And I really hope that's the case. I don't know. I don't know if this was the best way to go about it necessarily.
But, well, of course not. Obama did.
I will tell you that historically speaking, there is no greater proponent of capitalism than a victim of socialism.
Oh, sure. Yeah. We'll see how it turns out, though. I don't know.
The Cuban refugees in Florida are pissed off because they, a lot of them basically had everything they owned stolen from them by the Castro regime. And they've been holding out hope for you know, basically getting their homes and land and everything back, which, you know, ain't going to happen.
No. On an interesting side note, there's actually one of my coworkers is Cuban, and his grandmother goes back every year. I guess as a political refugee, you're actually allowed to travel into Cuba versus everybody else. But his grandfather keeps saying, "Nope, I'm not going to go until both the Castros are dead."
That's probably a wise decision.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a good friend of mine that is actually from Cuba and remembers the revolution when he was a little kid, and you know remembers the soldiers coming around and having people stack their guns out by the front door for them to be collected and you know all that kind of stuff. So,
yeah, how'd that work for him?
Yeah, not very well. Well, it worked great for the communists.
Yeah, well.
So.
Well, meanwhile, Jay and I remember Godfather Part Two. And how do you say banana daiquiri in Spanish?
I don't know how to say that.
Banana daiquiri.
Oh.
It's a good line.
Speaking of movies.
Oh.
Yes, speaking of movies.
Speaking nice of segue. Movies.
There's we have the North Koreans apparently to thank for not letting Sony inflict another crappy movie on us this year.
Yeah.
I'm not buying it. I won't lie.
I'm not buying it either.
Yeah, I'm seeing it as, I mean, evidently it was a really high budget comedy, which is number one, always a bad move unless it's Ghostbusters.
Ishtar.
Yeah.
I came up with a different take on this. I think this is Sony's pulling the producers over the movie.
Ah. They made it so bad.
It's so bad, and they were looking at it going, we're going to lose so much fucking money on this, but I bet you there's some language in the contract that if it doesn't air or something, they don't have to pay something. And so now that all these movie theaters, you know, all the movie theaters refused to show it, so now they announced, you know, after that, they go, oh, well, I guess we're not going to show it anywhere. So I bet you if somebody, you know, some forensic accountant got out there, I bet you they'd find they had – you know, some financial motive for doing all this. That's just, you know, my theory.
Or it looks like right now it's sounding like it's going to go direct to DVD.
Yeah.
Which is actually a pretty decent deal because people might go out to buy it just to see, well, what is this movie that pissed off the Norks so bad?
Yeah. And they don't have to pay all those movie theaters and, I'm telling you, somebody go research this. There's probably some clauses in the thing that says that if it doesn't, you know, if it doesn't go into theatrical release, they don't have to pay some, you know, millions of dollars or something like that. Just saying. Sony.
I don't know.
So, Alan, what do you want for Christmas?
I already told you.
A transporter.
I want teleportation.
Jay, what do you want?
What do I want? I want to make it up to and home from where I need to go safely without running into traffic or snow.
Yeah, it ain't going to happen.
I'd rather have it.
Are you talking about like every day or?
Yes. I just, all I want is every other human off the road. Is that too much to ask?
Oh, okay. Yeah. That does sound like you.
Yes. Just lead, follow, get the hell out of my way.
Jay wants his own private roads.
I do. I want a J-way.
A J-Way.
Oh, I actually have a solution for this.
Jay now owns the HOV lane in every city.
No.
HOV lane.
Jay needs to get one of
those. Jay occupied vehicle.
Jay needs to get one of those Molar Sky cars.
Oh, there you go.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. We don't need roads where we're going. Right. Ba, ba, da, da, ba, ba.
Please don't ever do that again. I would also accept a jetpack or personal helicopter.
The problem with the jetpack is the jetpack itself is easy. It's how to keep from burning your legs off.
It's also the fact that they only have enough fuel to go about 300 feet.
Yep. But, yeah, I was thinking on the material side, I was like, yeah, an AR-10 would be really nice, but I can't get magazines for it. So that's what I want for Christmas. I want the fucking assault weapons ban in Massachusetts would be.
Yeah.
So I could just go and buy those cheap-ass P-Mags.
Which work very well, by the way.
Oh, yeah, they do.
You know, it's almost... You better just plan on moving.
Well, I am once I retire.
Well, you got Charlie Baker. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I've got Charlie Baker, Jay. Woo-hoo! Pro-gun Charlie Baker. Oh boy, does he love him some guns, and he is so pro gun. Oh, Jay, my sides are splitting.
What's that?
My sides are splitting, Jay.
That's okay. Jay's about to lose his.
No, he's not.
The Virginia governor wants to get rid of the.
He can want all he wants. Yeah. Virginia is the polar opposite of Massachusetts right now.
I mean, Terry McAuliffe is calling for bringing back the one gun a month law.
Yeah.
Which was repealed not only recently, but recently with a lot of popularity. Yeah. No, that's Charlie Terry McAuliffe getting what he wants is about the same as Jay getting his private roads.
Because much like Charlie Baker is the Republican governor of Massachusetts with a heavily Democratic legislature, McAuliffe is the Democratic governor of Virginia with a heavily Republican legislature. So he can make noise. He's doing exactly the political thing. He's making all the right noise so Bloomberg will come throw millions of dollars at him, but it's not going to matter.
Yep. It's going to be the same as the Newtown family suing Bush Hamster.
Oh, good Lord. What a ridiculous suit.
Did we or did we not pass a law specifically against this sort of bullshit?
Well, we sure did, but the lawyer didn't read those.
Yeah. The funny thing is every lawyer that I've seen, and this is not even gun lawyers, but just regular Joe Schmo lawyers say something like, you know, there is no possible way the lawyers in this case took this in good faith. There is absolutely you cannot torture the law enough to make this a good faith lawsuit.
Even more, it was a stolen Bushmaster. So that's even one more step removal from. I mean, this would be a dead loser if Adam Lanza was 21 years of age and walked, or I mean, I guess he could be 18. Was he 18? I don't know.
No.
But if he was of legal age, walked into a gun shop and bought the gun and all the magazines and all that business, and went and shot up the school, it would be just as much of a born loser than if the fact that he killed his mom and then broke into the safe because it was locked up at the time. Yeah, no, not going to happen.
Well, the legal theory they're operating on is that by selling the entire class of weapons,
yes,
the company is doing. Is basically doing wrong. So
because semi-automatic rifles are legal.
Right.
Therefore Bushmaster's at fault.
Right.
If
that's the whole point. I mean,
does that not make General Motors and Ford? Yeah.
There's no way in hell this case was filed in good faith. This case was, you know, the only thing this could be done is the you know, sue them, you know, until they, you know, to make it inconvenient for Bushmaster.
Yep, exactly.
You know, they're trying to make Bushmaster lose money.
This is the old political ruse of put out a story that says that my opponent fucked a pig, right, just because I want to see him deny it.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
right.
We have another caller.
Hey.
This is area code 513. Hello.
Hello, good evening, squirrels. It's Hayden.
Hayden! Oh,
Hayden. Yay! What do you want for Christmas, Hayden?
Well, I'd like to go hang gliding. I'd like to take some hang gliding lessons.
Ooh.
Back.
I've seen pictures. It looks fun.
Wear a helmet.
Yeah, wear a helmet.
Or something.
Yes.
And a parachute.
And bubble wrap everywhere.
And bubble wrap.
Yep.
And knee pads.
Hayden's wish for Christmas is I don't want to die a natural death.
So Jay's comment about having a road that's all his self is my comment as well. Whenever I'm watching any television commercial here in America, is there's only one car on the road. I'm frequently screaming at the television, I don't care what brand of car that is, I just want to drive on that road.
That's a great point.
Yes.
I like that they always say filmed on a closed course with a professional driver. And I'm like, who can you hire to close the course for me to drive?
Yes, I don't care what brand of car. Just tell me that where that road exists here in this country. Cause, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Yes, please.
It was my 40th birthday last week. So my wife took me to the CN Tower. And if you want to Google CN Tower Edge Walk, that is what
I'm seen
not gonna
it.
Like this. Birthday. I'm not going to like it.
Oh, I know that one.
I'm not going to like it.
Yeah,
nope,
that's...
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, that's the one where you go out and walk around the edge of the thing on with a thing. You did that, Aiden?
Yes, I did.
Oh,
yes, for my 40th birthday.
Wow.
Aha!
No.
Welcome to Nopesville, population.
Jesus. I'm having my butt is clenching just looking at that.
Yeah, that's Nopesville is the capital of Nopistan.
Oh my god. Aiden?
Yes?
Good for you, Hayden.
Hayden,
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
The important question is, did your wife go with you on this edge walk, or did she just send you alone? And if so, you probably should make sure that she didn't buy some extra insurance.
Yeah, I was going to say, make sure she canceled the extra insurance.
Yeah.
She was there with me. We got to enjoy it together. It's actually my wife's birthday in the same week
nice. Have weddings there.
Yeah.
You could have your whole wedding party do an edge walk. That would be kind of cool.
I'm not friends with those two types of people.
Yeah.
Wow.
The book That's now amazing. Is a Biden film. It's very cute.
Now, is the CN still the tallest natural man-made structure?
No.
Or did somebody
No,
make that?
The one in Dubai, I think, is currently. I think it, or the one in Shanghai. I think it's been on quite a few sort of action movies recently, but I think that's the tallest.
You went all the way up into Canada, huh?
I bet it was cold.
Yes.
Toronto is lovely.
It is, actually.
Except they apparently make you do
climb towers.
Oh my god!
Well, you know, after you spend 6 months living underground, you know, you're bound to be a little crazy.
Thinking in the sun like a mole.
Toronto's where they built all those tunnels underground in the city, so they could, when the winter comes, they don't have to go outside.
Montreal too.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, they actually they call it the pathway. For some, there's all these signs for the path, and then when you find out what the path is, that sounds quite sort of you know, Zen-like, sort of, you know, and Confucius, he says, first you find the path. And there's a little shopping district there in this sort of underground. It's literally you could buy clothes, buy food, and eventually you have to go into the surface.
Those surface dwellers.
And since it's Toronto, it's probably very safe.
Yeah.
And clean.
There's no panhandlers.
And if there are, they're all in they're French.
If there are panhandlers, they're very polite.
Excusez-moi, monsieur!
There was quite a few, actually. I don't know.
So while you're on the edge walk, is there a sound in the wind of sobbing and hyperventilating?
Well,
you know, from down the line, people sobbing and hyperventilating and totally regretting their life choices at this point.
not for me and not for my wife, but I'm sure there's been a few.
Yes, I'm sure. They thought it was a good idea up until the point they're strapped into this thing and leaning over to the edge of the city.
And hear the occasional,
God.
I'm very proud of myself as well. It would be a good description, just because it was just a wonderful experience. There's a lot of redundancy in the equipment. I'm sure you can see from the photographs. You know, they've got not just one, you know, linkage to the building. There's actually a couple. So, you know, all things considered, it was quite safe.
So you're strapped to this building and you're kind of like tiptoeing around the edge of this platform, correct?
Correct, yes.
Yeah. Are you facing down or facing up?
Both. They have you leaning out. And then they have leaning out facing the building, and then they flip you around and you lean out. And actually, bizarrely, leaning out face first was easier than backwards.
Because you can see it.
Yes, you can see it.
You kind of like
when you're leaning out backwards, you're sort of going, I'm trusting, you know, I'm trusting this thing that they've told me to trust. So,
when they have you leaning out with your butt hanging over the edge, how hard is it to resist the urge to squat a deuce out?
You're wearing coveralls. It would be disastrous.
You're in the coveralls.
Yes.
Well, you have Mexican first.
Yeah, I was going to say, just, I mean, I've got a balcony up on my third floor, and the urge to pee off of that thing is unbearable.
I can't believe you haven't done it yet.
I have not, only because every time I think about doing it, I look into my neighbor's kitchen window. It'll happen.
Yeah. One bad bottle of tequila and
I only drink good tequila.
Oh dear.
Oh goodness.
So a couple of weeks ago you had an episode that I didn't get a chance to call in, but I listened to it on the podcast of Nerd, and I'm trying to get this right. Nerd things where nerd mistakes or nerd.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Nerd gaffes,
That was it. Thank you. Yes. So my wife and I, we were listening to this in the car, and she reminded me of a few that had I been on the show, I could have called in about. So now, American English and British English is very similar, obviously, but there's a few things where our languages really do separate. And one of those is Native American words, just because I've never seen them before in my life.
Right.
So things like Shawnee, And I'm really old now. This Cuyahoga.
Oh, you said it good. Right? Oh, excellent.
So I've never seen that. I've never seen these words written down before, and I've even less said them out loud. So, you know, because they're just not part of the British English lexicon in any way.
I just typed one in the chat. Can you pronounce it?
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't see the screen right now.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Ashtabula.
Ashtabula, right.
Okay. Also in Ohio. Go ahead.
So my wife still tells this story at parties of the time when we were dating before we got I had some DVDs and I asked her if she wants to watch a movie with Daniel Day-Lewis in, and I asked my wife if she wanted to see the last of the Mochikins.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
That's adorable.
Oh dear. You know, the funny thing is like you could absolutely, you know, for instance, like Rita put Ashtabula in there, and if I didn't know any better, I'd call it Ashtabula.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
I'm going to Ashtabula.
Yeah, I've actually heard someone from Colorado say, instead of Cuyahoga, they have said Cuyoga. Well, because they couldn't quite figure out the, you know, yeah. Cuyoga. Yeah.
I know it's Cuyahoga because of the Pretenders song. That's really the only reason.
Oh.
Yeah. A-O, won't you go Ohio? So
I know someone who says Frito's fucked up.
Hey.
He also mispronounces acorns.
But I think a lot of people, even Americans, mispronounce American words. And I think it's because we read them a lot, but we don't say them a lot.
Hyperbole. You know?
Right.
Yeah, hyperbole.
Well, actually, what we do really bad is name things after places in other parts of the world and pronounce them how we want to pronounce
them.
Oh,
yes. Yeah. Yeah.
That's I'm speaking to you, Calais, Maine, and the Thames River in Connecticut.
Yeah. We have a Berlin, Ohio, and a how do they say it? Milan, Ohio. We have a lot of kind of European capital city type cities in Ohio, but they're all pronounced wrong. It's weird.
Yes.
There's also the Boston Celtics.
There is a Berlin, Ohio, and almost a Plymouth, Ohio as well.
Yeah.
Which, and they're not too far geographically, which is quite bizarre because Plymouth in England and Berlin in Germany are quite...
I know. It's funny. Oh, it's Milan.
Yes.
They say Milan, Ohio. Yeah. It's really strange.
Like the sheath around your brainstem?
Milan. Yeah. Instead of Milan. Yeah.
Weird. Well, you want to pronounce it like a foreigner.
And isn't there a Versailles, which is they butcher and say Versailles, isn't there?
Oh, do they? Oh, I haven't heard that one.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yes.
So, I know my favorite one was I went to Kent State, and there is a street in Kent, Ohio, and everybody calls it Manaway Street.
Right.
But for the longest time, I would call it Mantua because it's Mantua, you know, like from Shakespeare, Mantua.
Right. Yes.
But it was Manaway.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Painful.
Oh, so did you get to have a classical education then, mostly being able to know your Shakespeare?
No.
Well, it's sort of classical. I mean, a degree in fine art is a classical, right? Isn't that
kind of?
Yes, that would be. Yes, kind of. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was not much education at Kent State, but that's what I'm saying.
Oh, there was lots of education at Kent State, just not the not the book kind. Tell us again about your roommate in the bathtub.
The leg shaving incident?
Oh, no. I'm not talking about this anymore, ever. No.
I want to point out that Alan brought that out.
No.
Same.
Somebody will have to go through the Vicious Circle archives to find that one, because I'm not saying it ever again. Nope.
I want it as a ringtone, Alan.
Oh, my God. I hate you guys. Hayden, thank you so much for calling.
Thanks for calling, Hayden. We're...
Yes, you're absolutely welcome. Thank
Merry
you for a
Christmas.
Wonderful show.
Yep.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
All right.
Feliz Navidad.
That too.
And we're over, but it was worth it. So.
And before we go, I just wanted to close with one final note. For those of you who are listening to this not live and have not gone to the Squirrel Report website, you need to go check out the image for today's show, because Squirrel Claws is sporting a colossal boner.
Is he? No.
I didn't check.
Really?
I didn't look at that before I posted it.
Oh, no. Why am I getting blamed for that?
Why are you getting blamed for it, Jay? Who blamed you?
Alan, you posted that. Oh, my gosh.
Did it was posted before. It was a repeat.
That's a happy squirrel.
He's got a boner.
Well, Merry Christmas, everyone.
That's Squirrel at Costco. Yeah. He wanted for Christmas.
Oh, hey, it's nature, you know.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. Everyone's got it. It happens.
Boy squirrel.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. And we'll be back in the new year.
All right. Have a Merry Christmas, Internet.